What's going on, world? AJ here, bringing you yet another episode of the E1B2 Collective Podcast. And I'm going to be talking about HR technology. And from the perspective that I'm going to be talking about HR technology, I'm going to be talking about it from the lens of how to make the best strategic decisions from a purchasing perspective, how to analyze the technology, how to unpack the technology and how to make the best decisions for your organization. I think we all know in today's world, there's tons of organizations that are investing thousands, even millions of dollars as it pertains to figuring out which HR technology makes the best sense for them, whether it's technology that can help from a healthcare perspective, whether it's technology that can help from benefit administration perspective, whether it's technology that can help from a human capability and assessment of talent perspective, whether it's technology that are going to be supporting from a recruitment strategy perspective, whether it's technology they're going to be helping from an L&D perspective. There's a whole host of technologies out here in the HR sector that organizations have to consistently think about. And I believe organizations must have a strategy as it pertains to figuring out how they're going to invest in the tools, how they're going to embrace some of the sales leaders that are going to be reaching out to them, what questions they should be asking, things of that nature. And so I just want to give my points of views on this today. For those that know me, you know that I have built HR technology. I've invested in HR technologies, companies, and solutions. I've been a salesperson, a strategist, leader as it pertains to those tools and technologies. I've been an advocate of these technologies. And I believe that, again, the HR technology landscape is very different than most. It's very different than some of the technologies that exist in the sales world, the operation world, the PR world, the marketing world, the product world. HR technology is its own beast, and it comes with its own strengths, its own weaknesses, and definitely comes with its own obstacles. And so I just want to share a few thoughts today. If it makes sense to listen to these words, you know, the advice that I share, the perspectives, definitely take it in, take some notes, and, you know, figure out how it can impact you positively. If some of these tips and nuances and tricks don't make sense for you, then that's fine as well. I think I've been very clear that this podcast is based off of my own experiences, some really great data that I find through certain colleagues and case studies and organizations that are doing a great job of collecting a lot of research. But at the end of the day, I'm doing the very best that I can to just provide my thoughts, my wisdom, my perspectives, and just trying to help. So the very first thing that I think a lot of organizations need to do, and more directly, the HR leaders need to do, is to create a HR technology strategy and roadmap. So in my personal opinion, there's four phases. Phase number one looks like defining the business outcomes. That looks like determining, who's going to be some of the project stakeholders and who do you also want to engage with the technology, right? And so to make this simple, let's say you have a human capability tool and technology that you're bringing into your organization. Who's going to be that primary stakeholder? Is it going to be that learning and development leader? Is it going to be that CHRO? Someone has to own the responsibility of figuring out the technology, figuring out what makes sense for the technology, figuring out the cost makes sense in conjunction with the CFO and the inevitable budget that was allocated for that year. Someone has to hold and maintain on that responsibility and that effort. Also, you have to think about and determine who's going to be engaging with the technology? Who's actually going to be using the technology, using the data that comes out of it? I remember in some of my most recent work with an organization I was a part of that was in the certification space, that was also involved in determining some really good reflective data for HR leaders. It was always thinking about, okay, who's inevitably going to be the main stakeholder? And in that particular example, it was the CHRO, but then thinking about who's really going to own/engage with that tool, engage with the data. Who's going to use it? Because a lot of times an HR technology and or solution can be used for a particular period of time in a business life cycle and or a project and give you the data that you need. And then in some cases, worst case scenarios, that data is sitting within certain tabs and files within an organization and never being looked at again. Or in other cases, it's being used again, in that micro moment from a project-based perspective, and then now you're looking back and you're wondering why 2-3 years down the road, once that project is complete, why did you spend tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, and in some cases, millions of dollars across your global initiative to invest in that tool? So these are things that HR leaders must think about. So again, phase one is determining some of the business outcomes, the stakeholders, the engagement plan, who's going to engage with the overall solution. Number two, I think, is trying to be a little bit more forward thinking from a market trend perspective. Where's the industry going, right? So if you're in the automotive industry, if you're in the manufacturing industry, if you're in the fitness industry, where is it going and how can this tool help you make more strategic and nuanced decisions down the road? How can this tool help you be a bit more predictive? How can this tool allow you to be, allow you to make predictions that will inevitably, hopefully, right down the road with some of the data that you have at your disposal now? Another couple parts of this is going to also be, you know, understanding the future state and vision and some of the strategic choices that the organization is going to be making. And then finally, what's going to be the future state of the business model? What's going to be the capacity? What's going to be the capabilities of the org? Where is the organization going? Are you looking to build out new divisions? Are you going to be heavy into investing from a product perspective, heavy into marketing? Are you going to be heavy into just reshaping the entire org altogether? Have you gone through a merger and acquisition? So again, what's the future state of the business and the capabilities and the model of the business? Those elements HR leaders must think through before they invest in any technology and or tool. Number two, I think organizations must capture and understand the gaps and the requirements within the organization. They must understand the current state gap analysis and the maturity of the organization, as well as the maturity of how they're analyzing the gaps, right? Are you looking at gaps in a 12-month window, or are you looking at gaps that can be spread out throughout a 3 to 5 year window, right? Are you also analyzing the future state and the users and the experiences and the journey of the technology? Again, going back to the first phase and going back to the users of the technology, are you thinking thoroughly about that? Number three, are you thinking about the unique and the critical needs and the requirements of the tool? Again, being very objective and very clear. And are you getting other business leaders involved from other business operation and units involved in getting their insight and perspective to inevitably make the decision? So again, these are things that you have to think about. Number three, you have to think about the vendor landscape, right? You have to find a process and a way to be able to make a decision, right? So have inevitably overall a checkbox to say, okay, if we're looking for a certification organization, if we're looking for an employer branding tool, if we're looking for a recruitment tool, if we're looking for a human capability tool, if we're looking for a DE&I tool, if we're looking for whatever tool is going to be, what's going to be the overall measuring stick? What's going to be the bar? What's going to be the checklist that we utilize to make sure that we are making the right decision with the tool? Also, do you have an overall understanding of other reasons why certain tools may not have worked? So I always recommend HR leaders look into their networks and ask about other organizations. So if, for an example, we all have heard of Workday. Every single HR leader listening to this podcast today has heard of and probably loves Workday. And I guarantee at some point it was because of the recommendations of other HR leaders. So get out in the community, build those relationships, reach out to your colleagues that are or your counterparts, if you will, and determine from their perspective, what are some of the greatest tools out there that you need to put inevitably in that list so that you can make that decision. And then the fourth phase, I believe, is prioritizing the overall initiatives, right? So once you've made the decision, this is going to be the tool that you want to implement. What's the time period? Are you looking at an 18-month window? Are you looking at a 2-year implementation window? I remember I was working with an organization a few months back, and I was trying to get them excited about a tool that I created. And they were letting me know that they were going through a Workday implementation for the next 12 months, and that was going to be the pure and core focus. And so as an HR leader internally, are you going to take on that type of a mindset? Is it just going to be that core focus? Or are you going to be actually being able to juggle different focuses from a technology perspective? Do you have enough bandwidth internally to look at and invest in a new technology while also still implementing the same data points and technology that you invested in last year or that you currently have at your disposal? So these are questions and things that I know every single HR person has an answer to if you think thoroughly about it. You just have to get out of your own way and ask yourself these questions. Ask yourself these perspectives. Shit, get a third party, you know, leader involved to ask yourself, you know, ask these questions as well, to be able to really wrap your head around what technology is going to make sense for our organization and why, right? So that's a bit on the roadmap of what I think should be implemented and how you should be thinking about the technology. Another question you should be asking yourself is, you know, how do I make the purchase decision financially? I see this happen a lot in DE&I, and I was actually just talking to a colleague. DE&I leaders, as an example, they love everything involved in DE&I. If you gave them $1 million budget, they would invest in tools that can make hiring processes more equitable. They would invest in tools to make sure that their job descriptions are equitable and clean and concise and simple and consistent. They would invest in tools and programs, consulting firms, to make sure that you are bringing enough learning and development around inclusive language, how to support and lead diverse applicants and or current employees, so they would be able to support their internal managers and leaders and executives. D&I leaders have a whole host of initiatives and focuses. But at the end of the day, there's only going to be a few things that are really going to move the needle. So that's what you really have to think about. What are going to be those core initiatives that connect to the business, that connect to the COO, that connect to the CEO, that connects to where the business is going from a market trend perspective, that you as an HR person know for a fact the organization can get behind, the organization can get excited about, and priorities that are going to lead to making the purchase decision clean, simple, as well as financially responsible. So they would give you an insight into what that budget's inevitably overall going to be. Again, you have to manage competing internal priorities. Again, you have to navigate the inevitable landscape at a macro level from all the different vendors and experiences out there. Again, you have to tackle and have an understanding of the emerging technology. There's no way you can have a salesperson get on a call with you and you have no idea about the technology that exists within that tool. You have no idea how that tool works. You have no idea how that tool is structured. You have no idea how much that tool can legitimately bring value to you, and or if that salesperson is just giving you hyperbole and high value and big words without actually getting down to the nitty-gritty of how this can make an impact. I see this all the time. And so HR leaders, if you are listening, you have to be aware of the emerging technology, how these tools work, how the AI, right, in the 2024 world works with some of these organizations and some of these technologies and tools, and how the data really can be played out and how it can be story told to that financial decision maker so you can make the right decision. I think another question that you have to ask yourself is, you know, should we as HR leaders collaborate with IT leaders, you know, as we're thinking about the strategy? My answer would be absolutely, right? HR leaders have, you know, a big opportunity to engage and collaborate with IT leaders as it pertains to determining and incorporating HR business capabilities, right? So thinking about the strategy, thinking about how the tool should be implemented, having IT come in and having some of that tech IT speak with some of those other technology leaders at the company. So pushing past the salesperson from the HR technology solution that you're considering and getting the other product leaders involved and having two product folks speak with each other, I think is amazing. Again, I think prioritizing all the HR areas for the technology transformation and the connection of the technology from an investment perspective with all business units and leaders that have a big moment and that have a big responsibility inside of the organization. So at a high level, so I can slow down here because I've given you a lot of information so far, I believe HR leaders have a daunting but capable task of making the most strategic and sound decisions as it pertains to the HR technology they invest in. But I believe some of the questions that I outlined today are most important when making those strategic decisions. I would also say prior to that, thinking about this more strategically, I think HR leaders need to do their very best to make sure they have enough decision-making capability at the top of a fiscal year around what technology they can invest in. And so if an organization is giving the HR leader a moment to make some presentations heading into the new fiscal year about technology solutions they want to invest in, I think it's smart for the HR leader to have some cachet, right? Some pull inside the business to be able to pull different budgets from different units to be able to make some of this make sense. You have no idea how many times I have tried to position certain technologies that I've either built and or I've partnered with to try to push inside of an organization. And I get right to the point where the HR person is excited about the solution. They want to invest, but they haven't had enough due diligence, enough visibility, enough trust within the organization to really inevitably start sharing budget and push that overall approval over the finish line. So you have to make sure, as an example, if you are investing in a recruitment technology tool, you have to make sure this tool will help drive more recruiting initiatives and goals for your sales leaders, for your product leaders, for your marketing leaders, for your operation leaders, etc. Not just make sense in your micro lens of how you may analyze a recruitment technology and solution as a recruiting leader. So to back up and wrap this up, I believe so many leaders can take a second from an HR perspective and really put together a roadmap, put together a plan, put together a system that they will use to be able to make the best decisions as it pertains to investing in HR technology. Again, break it down into phases. Phase one can be making sure you have an understanding of what are going to be the stakeholders that are going to be using it, who's going to be engaging with it, getting their points of views, perspectives, and involving them throughout the process of making the decision. What are the market trends? Where is the organization going? What's the future state of the organization? What are the future obstacles within the organization that this tool and technology may be able to support? Phase two is going to be thinking about and capturing the gaps and the requirements. What's the current state gap analysis and the maturity assessment that you can put in place to be able to make these decisions? What's going to be the overall future state of some of the users and the user journey, making sure that if you're going to be putting in some time, energy, and resources into HR technology, those that are going to be using it or are going to experience the journey or going to appreciate the journey of using it in the experience in a positive way. Thinking about determining the best fit for the future state of the organization is going to be, again, another factor, another phase. And then finally, thinking about prioritizing the overall initiatives that are going to be happening. What's going to be your time period, right? So if you're looking and to invest in an HR technology tool in a 2024 world, what other priorities, tools, initiatives do you have on the plate that may need to be paused, that may need to be scaled back a bit, or that may need to be limited overall so that you can focus on this initiative? These are some thoughts that, again, I think every single organization, every single HR leader, I can assure you can get their heads wrapped around, can get excited about. These are some ideas that I know for a fact, if you put in place as an HR leader, it'll make your strategic process of investing in HR technology smoother, simpler, and more effective. And I'm probably selfishly giving this advice, but I'll give it again. My advice would be, prior to taking on the responsibility of investing in HR technology, make sure you, as an HR leader, make sure you understand the technology, make sure you understand and have a good grip with the relationships internally, make sure you have buy-in internally, make sure you have an understanding of the budget that you have and how this tool can maybe impact other departments to be able to scale and increase and spread out that budget a bit. These are all thoughts that I know for a fact will help you have a more honest and consistent and smooth process with any sales leaders that are going to be involved in some of the technology services, solutions, and technologies that you're thinking about investing in. So, as always, just a few thoughts, just a few perspectives. We'll definitely talk soon.